ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, the chapter entitles The Island of Jambudweep, text number 22. Kim duskaraina kratubhistapo ratai
Sit down.
Kim. What is the value? Duskarane. Very difficult to perform. Naha. Our. Kratubhi. With performance of sacrifice. Tapaha. With austerities. Vratae. Vows. Danadihi, with executing charitable activities and so on. Va,
or.
Dujayena,
with achieving heavenly kingdom.
Falguna,
which is
insignificant.
Na, no.
Yatra,
where?
Narayana Pada Pankaja, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Smriti, the remembrance.
Pramushta,
lost.
Atishaya,
excessive.
Indriya
Utsava,
due to material sense gratification.
Translation of the book by Srivani Grace Srila Prabhupada
ki
translation. The demigod continued, after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows, and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. Translation responsibility.
The demigods continue.
After performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices,
Undergoing austerities,
observing the vows,
and giving charity,
we have achieved this position as inhabitants of heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification. Therefore, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan.
Indeed.
Because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten his lotus feet. The land of Bharatvarsha is so exalted that by taking birth there, one cannot only attain the heavenly planets, but also go directly back home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.25, Yanti Vrata, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitrin Yanti Pitri Vrata, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Mat Yajinau Pimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth amongst the demigods. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits will take birth amongst such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsha generally follow the Vedic principles
and consequently perform great sacrifices by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such a great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Chine Punye Marti Lokam Visanti. After the results of such sacrifices, charities and other pious activities expires, one must return to the lower planetary systems and again feel the pang of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna. Yanti mad yajinopimam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary system. The denizens of heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatavarsha. Instead, they become captivated by the higher standard of sense gratification. Therefore, they forgot the lotus feet of Narayana at the time of death. Then conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha must follow the instruction given personally by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. One should try to return back home, back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Goloka Vrindavan, to live eternally in full bliss, blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuranmilitanvena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Aragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Sa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Yascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukam Kuruti Vachanam Pangam Langayate Giri Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Nirantarinam. Hare Krishna. So this is the continuation of the prayers being offered by demigods. We heard the prayers offered by different residents of different verses, and concluding with Narad Muni's prayers to Lord Narayana. And following the Lord Narayana's prayers, we are hearing extra prayers that was in glorification of Bharatvarsha by the demigods. That's what Sukadeva Goswami is now from text 20 onwards to text 28, he's going to continue the giving the glorification by the demigods of the higher parsha. specifically Bharatvarsha. Now, there are many reasons. Now, one of the logical reasons is that in this whole narration is taking place between Sukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj in Bharatvarsha. That's one of the reasons that's Bharatvarsha. And of course, Bharatvarsha is the karma bhumi, where this is the only tract of land that one can perform a pious activities or activities that can take or deliver one from this bondage of birth, death, old age and disease. Other tracts of land, other places, I think that is not easily available. Go to a heavenly planet, you don't have that option. So what is the one of the prime reasons that demigod is putting there forward? They are glorifying this land, tract of land, Bharatvarsha. It's time that takes. It's one of the prime reasons. With that time, it takes to be able to make ourselves free from this cycle of birth and again and again and again and eternally. Now, we'll hear next verse that they're comparing the life in the heavenly planets, you know, like comparing if you go to Brahmaloka, lifespan is massive, long, huge. Just one day of Brahma is calculated to be a 4,320,000 years. Just one day. And so Brahma lives for 311.4 trillion years, according to our time. And our time here is, if we perform a devotional service to Krishna, if we perform, and if you are in the planet of Brahmaloka, it may take that long for an individual soul to actually be free from this cycle of birth and death. But demigods, in a comparing that time with the residents of Bharatvarsha, they only have what, 100 years? Yes, 100 years, and they can perfect their life as Brahma or the residents of the heavenly high planets who live for millions and millions and trillions of years. That can be achieved here in Bharatvarsha in 100 years of our time. That is what's glorification, one of the glorification of this Bharatvarsha land. Now, if we further look down, Prahlada Maharaj gives a very the breakdown of our 100 years of life. He says 50 years, 50% is gone on sleeping. Yes? He says 20 years, the first 20 years, 10 years gone in the childhood. Next 10 years is gone in playful play, and then 20 years towards the end, old age, what's remaining? Prahlada Maharaj says 20 years. Yeah. How fortunate we are in the land of Bharatvarsha that we are able to perfect our life if we sincerely take this Krishna consciousness. Bhakti, seriously, within 20 years we can perfect. Yeah? And in this very temple, Srila Prabhupada said it will take 1 minute.
So 1 second.
Yes. And our Brajaraja says, he even brought it down to 1 second. If you become Krishna conscious in 1 second, yes, that is true. Huh? Prabhupada said 1 minute in this darshan. Yes, that is our fortune of being born in the land of Bharatvarsha. Now let us look in the context of Bharatvarsha. According to the context of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedic cosmology, the Bharatvarsha is entire planet. If not, there's more, 9 more tracks of land. So it is not confined to this fortune. It's not confined to just our Bharatvarsha we know as in India. No, it's not. It's a lot more broader. Yes, certainly the land of Bharatvarsha we know of India is a special. We'll come to that later. So now if we look just from a mundane context, just go from our naked eyes, what is the difference? There's not much of a difference in terms of if we go to India, if you go to land of Vrindavan or special very holy places, it's the same matter. Right? It is a land, it is a tree, there are trees, there are land, there are people, they breathe, they eat, they do all activities as anywhere in the planet. So what makes it a difference, special? It's the activities that takes place, or a certain very special personalities take birth in that track, in that land, and that makes it special. And as we hear the Yudhishthira Maharaj in first canto says, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. These special personalities, when they either take birth or they travel to these places, any places they go, that becomes Tirtha. That becomes a special. Yes? Would the Tonkin Square Park tree, would that be any lesser Tirtha? What made that place Tirtha? A holy personality is like Srila Prabhupada when they are in started the whole movement, and that becomes a Tirtha. New York, London, Bhaktivedanta Manor for that matter, or Shaw Street. Is there any lesser than any other holy places? Sorry? Yes, I'm coming to that. Yes. Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, Prabhupada declared here this is Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. Correct? Yes. So, the point I'm making is it's not just specifically that land. What takes place in that land becomes a special. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj left his body in Gitanagari, Pennsylvania. For him to live in the body in that place, was there any different to living body in Vrindavan? No. His consciousness, his thoughts, Ante Narayana Smriti, if we look at the goal of life, he was totally involved in the land of America, in Pennsylvania, in Gitanagari. So for him, living a body in Gitanagari was no difference to living body in Vrindavan any time. Yes, as I mentioned, Prabhupada declared this place as Vrindavan. If somebody performs a devotional service, if somebody leaves his body, will there be any hindrance to go for that person to go back home, back to Godhead? No! We can't. So, the point is, it's just not the any places you perform a devotional service that becomes special. Yes, this land of Bharatvarsha is glorified by the devotees because of this fortune we have in our hand. Every living being. Huh? I was just listening to, somebody said an interview with Mother Yadurani and the Prime Minister of India. And those who are listening online, those who don't know, Yadurani Mataji is the a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and she had done a tremendous amount of service, especially in the field of paintings, the different leaders and pastimes of lots and lots of her paintings in our Srimad Bhagavatam. We see in the pages of the paintings. And she did a lot of work on this. So now she's kind of retired in living in Vrindavan. And she's just recently published a book of all her artwork and put it into a very special book of art. What's the name of the book? I think I forgot. Yeah, I can't remember the name of the book. So as a gift, she made an arrangement for that book to be dropped to the Prime Minister's office. And when Prime Minister Modi received this book and saw this book, he was so mesmerized, so appreciated. And he immediately made an arrangement for meeting this person who actually created this artwork. It's so special. And she came and met. I think it was physically met. And there was an interview between Prime Minister and the Mother Yadurani. And he asked, "You are born in America, which you knew nothing of Krishna, and to see this great depth art work of yours in this book depicted. What is your inspiration?" That was a question by Prime Minister Modi to Mother Yadurani. And she said, "This work, it's not my credit. It is the credit of Srila Prabhupada under his guidance, under the information of Shastra. I have put this work together. It's not my work. I have been simply an instrumental to do this. But the details, how to paint, what to paint, how is all the information, I followed as simply a Shastra and Guru. And that is my glory. If I were to take any credit, that's my glory." Then second question, because he was living in Vrindavan, the second question that the Prime Minister Modi put to Mother Yadurani, he said, "Now, you have left such an opulent place as America, and given up everything, and you're living in Vrindavan. What is your inspiration?" And in an interview, Mataji said, "My inspiration, I love Bharatvarsha. Why?" And she gave a whole list. And she said, "Here in this land, Lord Krishna appeared. Here in this land, there are holy places like Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. Here in this land, I can cultivate my spiritual practices so favorable. Here in this land, this great saintly personality is living here. She was just glorifying Bharatvarsha. And here I can practice. In this land, there is a great opportunity for us to be free from this birth and death suffering. And that was very bad. That was very, you know, inspiration to Yes, I think one of the things in the holy rivers, she said, that here in this land, there are self-manifested deities. Deities that appear, they have been worshipped for hundreds and thousands of years. And we have a river like Gandaki, the Ganga, and other places where the saligams are coming out from Gandaki River. So it is a very special land. And this human birth is rare. As it is to get this human birth is rare. And as we know, human birth is rare. Rare it is to those who follow Varnashram system. Yes? And then rare it is to actually in that, if you want to go higher up, which Brahmins, those who follow the Vedic system. Even rarer is to get the Vaishnava, become a Vaishnava. And it is even rarer those who can be in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Even rarer if you are at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Very special devotee. So this human birth, we have it's as it is, as I said, it's rare, and those who can actually come into the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada is a very special. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, pages in, pages out, it's been glorified how rare the human form of life is. I'll just read one of the that's Uddhava, Lord Krishna's teaching Uddhava, 11th canto, chapter 20, text 17. Krishna says, Nirdeham Atyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Plavam Sukalpam Gurukarna Dharam Mayan Kulena Navasva Taritam Puman Bhavati Natare Na Atmaha. Human body which can award all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature. Although it is very rare achievement, this human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having the spiritual master as the captain. And the instruction of the personality of Godhead as a favorable wind. So we have body as in a boat, then we have captain as a spiritual master. Then what else we need to push that boat? Krishna says wind. What is that wind? Krishna's instructions, Srimad Bhagavatam. Those Vedic literatures, especially he says, Krishna said, this is Krishna's instruction. He says, the instruction of the personality of Godhead is the favorable wind impelling on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being do not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existing, must be considered a killer of the soul. That's pretty powerful. If we don't take, and we have everything now plate, Krishna says, if फिर still despite if you don't take the, this opportunity, then the moment will be lost, gone. And if we look at it in a big cosmic perspective, in terms of our fortune is just, you know, 5,000 years ago, Lord who comes every day in the day of Lord Brahma, and that happened to be just 5,000 years ago in this Kali Yuga. Yeah? Krishna came. And he gave this, the favorable wind of his teaching, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is just 5,000 years. If you compare that to the day of Brahma, what, 4 billion, 320 billion years, in that he comes once. And look at our fortune, that Krishna just came only 5,000 years ago. And he gave this favorable wind of his teaching that will push our the boat of our bhakti. And more even fortune, it comes into our, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our life. And he happened to just come in just maybe 500 years back. Yeah. And he himself says, Bharat Bhumite Hoila E Janma Manushya Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Paropaka. You are special, you are born in this land of Bharata. And what do you do? Do a paropakar. Help others to come to Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's instruction. If you are in the land of Bharatvarsha, do a paropakar. And we have Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedic literatures to help in our favor. And these teachings of Bhagavad Gita, if you think that it's difficult to understand, if you think it's hard, now look, our acharyas has come and they have explained every word, every syllable of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and they elaborated for us to make our Dell intelligence understand. Srila Jiva Goswami, just, you know, like he wrote over 450,000 verses explaining the devotional service. For what? For who? It's for us. This is our glory. This is our fortune. Everything is put in a golden plate for us. And what is most, another one, the greatest thing we have is the Yuga Dharma, which is so sublime and so simple to perform. What does it take to take Lord's name? Just utter with your tongue. Stay home. Or you come in the congregation and you chant the Sankirtan. Is it difficult? It's not. Easy. Simple. Yeah. This is our fortune. This is our favorable wind Krishna talks about. If we don't take advantage, this is our disadvantage. We are in the land of Bharatvarsha, the demigods are glorifying. Why are they glorifying? For these reasons. The track of this Bharatvarsha is so special. Because in this special Bharatvarsha, in this short period of time, we have the opportunity to go home, back to God and come, you know, stop this repeated birth and death. This is what the demigods are glorifying this land for. Not because of this, you know, this dumb matter. He's glorifying this land for that purpose.
The final demonetas read the final Prabhupada's next conclusion on this purport.
The conclusion is that one who takes birth in the land of Bharata must follow the instruction given personally by the supreme personality of Godhead. Yad gatva na nivartante tathana paramam mama, Krishna says. You know about this, you practice this, and you have the opportunity to come. And there, in the spiritual world, you will you will not come back to this material world again, Krishna says.
Further on, Prabhupada says, once you try to return back home, back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha planets or the topmost planets of Vaikuntha,
the planet or Goloka Vrindavan, to live eternally in full blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the conclusion of this Prabhupada's purport today, saying, yes, you have this opportunity. What for? To return back home, back to Godhead, and to be in our proper home eternally. Never to come back in this. So this is what's the glory of this land. It doesn't really matter actually if you are maybe in Vrindavan or New York or Melbourne. It doesn't really matter. You have that opportunity. Yes, these holy places in India, they are special. There is extra, you know, special. But it does not disqualify anybody who are living far from that holy places, such as Vrindavan or Mayapur, that they also have the opportunity, same opportunity as would they live in Vrindavan. So this is conclusion. Let's just go for any questions or comment. Any other points probably you might think of this being special of Bharat Varsha?
I was thinking about when you were speaking about Bhaktivedanta Maharaj.
Yes.
Bhaktivedanta Maharaj is really...
Do you have a mic?
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, take this one. One more go.
Hare Krishna. I was thinking about Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Bhaktivedanta Maharaj demonstrated that wherever Prabhupada stepped, that is really Vrindavan, that is holy place. Because Maharaj had the opportunity to go to Vrindavan.
Yes, yes.
And he had the opportunity to leave from Vrindavan or Mayapur or wherever he wished, because it was, his health was deteriorating and he was sure what is ahead. So, but instead he made the comment that he would leave in Geetanagari.
Yes.
I felt it's Bhaktivedanta Maharaj that he's showing that, okay, this is the holy, of course, his consciousness is there. Of Of course, he is with Krishna, that is there. But apart from that, he was showing to the whole world that wherever Prabhupada stepped on, that place is certainly holy place.
Yes. So, he invited the teachings of that Srimad Bhagavatam, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani.
Yes.
And then he actually exemplified, he followed that to the point, yes, he did not consider you know, any lesser of holy place as Transylvania, Gita Nagari. No?
Yes, and the Samadhi was there, and still there, and Pushpa Samadhi elsewhere, like in Mayapur Pushpa Samadhi.
Yes.
So that's how he did that.
Yeah. I think another point that comes to my head that Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, I am in the mission of like a warrior, battlefield. Let me die wherever it is. I mean, the soldier who's on the battlefield, he can die anywhere. He's given that task. So he said, this is my battleground, this is my teaching field, this is my the instruction of my spiritual master to preach, and I'm in the battlefield. If I die in Vigatnagari, it's not going to make any difference in terms of my consciousness. That is, yeah. A very nice word. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, for soldiers to die in battlefield is glorious. For soldiers to die in battlefield is most glorious. They get Paramachakra and so many.
Yes, yes. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he even says, he just gave a logic. He said, you are a Kshatriya. If you die in the battlefield, you have an opportunity to attain the heavenly planet. Yeah, yes, that is, it is the award of a great warrior who fights and dies in the battlefield. That is awarded as heavenly planet. If you die, you get the heavenly planet. If you live, you get the kingdom. You are winner in both ends. One of the logic Krishna gives to Arjuna, right? Yeah. Yes. And then as a soldier, yes, they have the opportunity. If they die in the battlefield, I think that is one of the awards that given to them by law of nature or Krishna's arrangement. That is true. Yeah. And then that same mood Srila Prabhupada had, right? He said, yeah, age of 70, correct? He was living in the lotus feet of Radha Damodar, lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, right there. He had the golden opportunity to perfect his life. Out of his compassion, Prabhupada said, I will be a soldier or die in the battlefield and help others. That is my dharma. That is my Bharatvarsha. Doesn't matter. I can. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, any other points? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Bharatvarsha land ki. Go.